It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here as we discuss the future of a nearly 125-year-old prison facility. The Green Bay Correctional Institution houses about 970 inmates. That's more than 200 inmates over its design capacity, according to State Corrections. Call in about aging prison infrastructure and your solutions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Representative David Steffen is a Green Bay Republican, represents District 4 in the Assembly. Representative Steffen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So you have argued for years that the Green Bay Correctional Institution should be closed and replaced. Why is now the time to build a new prison?
Well, I spent the last 8 years working on criminal justice reform and prison reform issues. So my entire political career and as a part of that have been evaluating our systems and our infrastructure. And while corrections is often not the most interesting of state subjects, it is a core function of the state. And when evaluating all 37 of our state prisons, we've had two independent architectural and engineering reviews of all 37 facilities. Green Bay Correctional Institute has come out at the top in terms of need for replacement. As you mentioned, it's nearly 125 years old. It is suffering from a confluence of crises. It is overcrowded by 137%. It is understaffed. The inmates are living in an inhumane environment. And the facility, according to the architectural and engineering experts, have said it's outlived its lifespan and is failing all five of the major prison building codes at this point. So we have a situation where we have, as you mentioned, nearly 1,000 Wisconsin residents who are under 24/7 care of the state in a maximum security environment, where at any time, any day, we could have a catastrophic failure of a massive piece of infrastructure. Unlike the medium or minimum security facilities and the inmates that are in them, these are the worst of the worst. Over 90% of the individuals are there for violent offenses. All of them have over 10-year sentences minimum to even be in that facility. And so some of the options, such as early release and those other options that have been explored, and I have supported some of them, are just not available to this specific group of individuals. And so we have to be realistic. Infrastructure has an age, it has a lifespan. Now, this one has exceeded it. It is literally one of the oldest facilities in the nation. And it's time that we make the big decision when we have the money to replace that facility.
It is, though, one of five maximum security prisons in our state. Could inmates be relocated to other facilities and then decommission this one?
If those facilities had space, sure. But they are also over capacity. So there's no room at the end. We are in terms of over capacity, we are number four in the entire nation in terms of over capacity. And so we are busting at the seams. And so the other facilities that you mentioned, it would be great to just relocate them, but they are suffering from similar overcrowding situations.
Hmm. Talking about the state's aging prisons with State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, you can join in along the way at 800-642-1234. Rewinding to 2017, you had introduced a bill that requires the state to sell the Green Bay prison buildings and land to the village of Alloway, where it's located, and that would happen after a new prison would be built in the area. Do you still think that that would be a possibility, that that would be a way to proceed?
I do, although I am more open to just about any option at this point. I wouldn't say I'm desperate, but the inmates and staff at Green Bay Correctional Institute are desperate, and the entire correction system is in a precarious situation, in particular, again, for the maximum security inmates. And so we have to explore all options. In fact, my most recent budget approach with Governor Evers was, listen, let's just start the process. Here's some money that we incorporated into the state budget that we gave back to him and said, here's some money to just find a place, find a site, identify it, purchase the land, and do some initial infrastructure. Let's have the discussion. Since this is a three-year process minimum to build a new prison, let's at least start the first year, which is finding the site, doing some of the initial infrastructure, and then let's have the discussion about the size of it, the services, that sort of thing at another time. But let's at least start that three-year process now.
Get the initial steps underway. What about price tag? I mean, we've heard in the past years, $309 million, $350 million, maybe more recently. What would this cost?
Yeah, there is a big cost by having delayed this decision since my initial introduction. You are correct. It started at around $300, then $350. We are now approaching a price tag of nearly $500 million.
Wow.
And it's still, unfortunately, it's still a good financial decision because the current price tag for trying to fix GBCI is $250 million. And so you would spend, the alternative is to spend $250 million on a dilapidated facility, and you would still suffer the same capacity issues. And so my thought is in my approach has been, let's build a better prison, one that's not built on 19th century prison standards. I want to have one that is more geared towards rehabilitation, vocational services, mental health services, one that is really geared towards reentry. What we have now in GBCI was made and designed in the late 1800s, where it was all about warehousing individuals. Nothing was geared towards rehabilitation, reentry. And so the facility itself plays a role in the failure of our recidivism that's occurring here in Wisconsin.
And, you know, talking a bit more about putting more money into reentry programs and career and technical education programs, I mean, acknowledging that most or nearly, perhaps all incarcerated people in prisons eventually return to their communities. You know, what is your approach then to a fix? Is it about building more beds and infrastructure, or is it overhauling the justice system?
It's both things have to happen. And again, we're talking right now, we're talking about the maximum security population. And you are absolutely correct. 90% of the inmates at our facilities, including GBCI, will be back in our communities. And so we need to do everything we can to prevent them from leaving out the back door. And then within a couple of years, coming back in the front door because of a reoffense. And that is one of the biggest problems with GBCI. So that maximum security facility has but one actual real vocational training program, masonry, and it takes 2 years to even get into that program. Hmm. And so you have individuals who are trying to do their best to try to get back into society, and they have to wait 2 years, and their only option is masonry. Now, that is not a way to provide a pathway to independence, self-reliance, and being on the straight and narrow. So we have to have a facilities that not only are about the incarceration and that element of it, but it has to have a much, much higher emphasis on the rehabilitation and providing the mental health and the drug and alcohol services that are necessary. There simply isn't the space at GBCI.
State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay with us on the future of the Green Bay Correctional Institution. What steps he wants lawmakers and the governor to take to address some of the oldest correction facility infrastructure in the state. Colin, about what you want lawmakers to prioritize as a new session gets underway next month. The number is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is projected to hit a $6.6 billion budget surplus. Questions that go along with this: what should state lawmakers prioritize? How could this historically high revenue balance be spent? What about the state's prison infrastructure? Join in along the way, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Republican State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, who stays with us. Representative, you were reelected to the Assembly in November, and earlier this fall, you said you would work to return the majority of the state budget surplus to residents through tax cuts. Does that contradict a proposal to build a new Green Bay prison for hundreds of millions of dollars?
No, because the state budget surplus is $6.6 billion. So $3.3 billion being returned, I think, is reasonable. It is an overpayment by the taxpayers. When you're thinking about a half a billion dollar facility, the cost that, because we bond for it, would roughly be in the $60 to $70 million a year range. So that's a small percentage, $60 to $70 million a year for the facility. And by the way, we would have about a 30 to 40% reduction in staffing needs with a new facility.
Which, why is that?
Because new facilities use technology, floor plan, design, that require less staff. Facilities that were built in the 1800s were when labor was cheap, including prison guards. And because we have an incredible staffing shortage right now, and in fact, one of the GBCI staffing shortage is about 30%. Staffing shortage at another of the maximum security facilities, Waupun, is 50%. We need to find a more efficient way of running these facilities. And by using technology versus actually having as many guards walking up and down the miles, there's an opportunity to save a tremendous amount of money.
Let's bring in a caller, Lisa in Appleton. Hi, Lisa. What would you like to bring up?
Oh, hi. Well, I've been following this dilemma in the Green Bay prison system and throughout Wisconsin. And I just feel that there doesn't need to be another prison built at all. Those 970 people in that Green Bay facility could be redistributed throughout the prison system here in Wisconsin. There's plenty of states that have not built new prisons. Those 900 people that need to be rehabilitated, there are other buildings that can help them. We don't need to build another prison. There's plenty of people that can be looked at individually. If Secretary Carr sat down and looked at every single person in the prison, there's a lot of people that are underneath the old law that are just sitting waiting to get out, that are not being treated fairly as far as their original sentence.
Lisa, let's hear from Representative Steffen here on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the thought. And again, if there was more space available, vacant space available in the maximum security facilities, the other six, absolutely, this would be an easy situation. We could go from seven to six. And as it relates to this, this is not building another, going from 37 to 38 facilities. This would keep the number at 37. We're just going to build one that's humane. We're going to build one that is geared towards a replacement facility, that is geared towards rehabilitation, geared towards reducing the recidivism rate. That is something we should all want. A reality is that structures don't last forever. And we should be working to get ones that are inhumane, inefficient, crumbling, and replace them with ones that are modern and geared towards success for those inmates.
Let's look with an eye on the, you know, $6.6 billion budget surplus. There will be a number of competing big spending proposals on the table. How should projects with big price tags be evaluated and prioritized by Assembly Republicans?
Well, I know that this one will be a top priority. But it really has to take leadership from the governor and Secretary Carr, the Department of Corrections Secretary. My previous attempts related to this, including putting money in the budget to start the process, have not gone well. Essentially, the governor has stripped the language related to my proposals and just taken the money. And so kind of with Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football, we're not going to be in a situation where we're going to be putting money in towards a replacement facility just to have the governor take away the language and then use the money for something else. So we really need the governor to take a lead on this particular issue. And what people are saying about, broader prison reform, broader criminal justice reform, absolutely. I've been a leader on that, working with my partners and friends on the Democrat aisle on some of those things. But this journey of a thousand miles begins with one step. And this is a way that we can address several issues: overcrowding, staffing, understaffing, aging facility, and our problem with our recidivism rate. So we can take a step. It's not going to be, there isn't any magic bullet to solve all of our issues, but let's take one giant step forward by replacing an outdated, inhumane, overcapacity, understaffed facility.
Talking with State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, you can join in at 800-642-1234. John now in Three Lakes. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I just think as someone with automation background, a lot of times management gets sold these bills of goods that they can save on the budget by reducing their employees, in turn getting some automated system. Oftentimes it's just these companies that are selling them false hopes. And even if the stuff doesn't function correctly, management continues just to kind of continue down this narrative. So this is kind of what I feel like I'm hearing, is we can replace guards and employees with, machines and automation. Is that going to work? I tend to think 50% of it doesn't.
John, thank you for that, Representative Steffen. Very concerned there about automation in the prison system.
Yeah, well, the reality is that over the last 10 years, the move as it relates to replacement facilities that have gone this way have been successful and have recognized that those savings. Now, let's be clear, because we have such an immense staffing shortage, this doesn't mean a single guard loses a job. There will be no pink slips as a part of this. It just means that for the first time in a decade, we may be actually fully staffed. I have an inmate at the Green Bay Correctional Institute who brought his timesheet to me, who showed that he worked 337 hours in 1 month. Mm. 1 month. He had to work those because at a maximum security facility in particular, it's a 24/7 operation. It's not like McDonald's or the Burger Barn where you can shut down and just be open 4 days a week. You have to be open every minute of every day. And so our workers are being forced to work 16 to 18 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. That is not sustainable. And to address the staffing issues, we've done everything we could. We've done incredible pay increases, and we just can't get people to take these jobs. And so one of the ways to deal with it is if we can find some ways where it makes the environment better for them to work by having a better facility and adding some automation, we can solve our vacancy issue. And again, not a single guard would receive a pink slip as a result of it. This is about finally being fully staffed.
We have less than a minute left, but before we're out the door here, I want to just ask you about tax cuts and your take. We've heard your colleagues talking about a plan to create a flat income tax in Wisconsin. What is your proposal for what to do with the surplus and giving back to residents?
Well, tax cuts are like burritos. They're all delicious. So I don't care if it's for a flat tax, which I love that idea. I personally am in drafting and will be proposing a tax-free retirement plan. So every individual who at age 67 and above would have tax-free retirement for all of their retirement accounts. And that would make us a national leader. It would be a way to keep more people here and reduce the tax burden on our seniors.
Representative Steffen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Republican Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, first elected to the Assembly in 2014. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.